This is Michael Sun. I'm the DA spokesperson for community safety in the province of Gauteng. Over the past month, multiple shootings in Omonde, Westbury, Riverlea, Johannesburg CBD, Boksburg, Bakerstar, Meyerton and Gauteng Estate have laid bare the complete breakdown of law and order in Gauteng. The residents are gripped by fear as these violent crimes ranging from brazen drive-by shootings to a surge in kidnapping and violent attacks leaving our communities on edge. Gauteng Premier Phanyaza Lesufi's government appears to have no solution, offering little beyond then condemning the acts and hoping the criminals and crimes will go away. The DA calls for urgent and decisive action to restore law and order and to protect the people of Gauteng. In Westbury, the repeated shootings have left communities traumatized, with innocent bystanders, including children, caught in the crossfire. In Soweto, violent shootout involving heavily armed suspects have resulted in fatalities, underscoring the scale of organized criminal activities and the spread of illegal firearms. Furthermore, these incidents raise serious questions about the SAPS reported decline in murder rates in Gauteng. The South African Police Services uses a year-on-year comparison, such as quarter 3 of 2025-26 versus the quarter 3 of 2024-25, which shows an 11.8% decrease in murders, suggesting an improved safety for the residents. However, this approach may hide a more concerning trend. If we examine the same data for the 2025-26 financial year closely, murder in Gauteng shows a steady quarter-on-quarter rise, 1,429 in quarter 1, increasing to 1,443 in quarter 2, that is a 2% rise, and climbing to a further 1,536 in quarter 3, which is a 6.4% increase. On that basis, the year-on-year comparison are as misleading as the distorted image presented by Phanyaza Lesufi and his government during the G20 summit. Importantly, communities in affected areas are aware that the situations have deteriorated beyond a reasonable, acceptable levels. The DA is the only party that can end lawlessness and keep all Gauteng residents safe by holding senior executives and SAPS leadership accountable for rising shootings and kidnappings. We need to enhance intelligence-driven operations to remove illegal firearms, close the security gaps, and tackling corruption to prevent criminals from accessing sensitive operation information. The DA will do it, and we ensure our residents in Gauteng be safe.